I feel so safe. Coming into the light, darkness, that one shadow never bright, not safe.
Welcome to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
Go ahead. And co-host.
I was going to cut you off, but I'm going to say, I'm so excited because we're here at the Wharton Center Performing Arts once again. It's Friday, 8 p.m. tonight. You got to go out and see Fun Home. Celebrate Pride with us here all month long. We're going to be talking about Pride and all the great things here on the Michigan Business Network, part of the Showbiz Weekly element of getting the word out of what's happening right now, tonight, the most important show that could be happening right now in your history. Real, raw, and out there. It stars many people, and this character of Allison that is portrayed by Abby Corrigan, who's just received such wonderful rave reviews, the two-time Tony Award-winning Fun Home. You've got to get out and see it. Abby, thank you for joining us here on Showbiz Weekly.
Thank you so much for having me.
This month, being Pride Month, and getting out there and sharing this, talk about getting into the character each night and how different it is. I know that it's a feeling. It's a raw feeling. And once you see this performance, you will know what I'm talking about.
This has been quite the character to become, I would say. I mean, it's been the easiest and the hardest in so many different ways. Before this, I was the MC in Cabaret. Mm. And preparing for that was very interesting because I fully had to become a man. And it was it was a life-changing one as well, I think, because it was a high school production, but I love that show. But it's such a contrast to this, because this is she's very close to me, I think, mm-hmm. in many ways. I mean, there's a lot of ways that we're different, but there's a lot of ways that we're similar, and I mean, that's what the show's ultimately about, is right. That we're all different, but we're all the same.
Yes.
Because we've all felt feelings. And that was what makes us the same.
Hopefully, most of us.
Hopefully. Let's hope. But I guess every single night, I don't necessarily keep my routine the same, because right. I feel like that kind of, if you get too set in one, then you get too set in one on stage, yeah. And then nothing comes out honestly.
Exactly.
But I would say that most of the time, there's some nights when I don't, but most, I stretch out my whole body, and then I warm up my voice for 15 minutes, and then I listen to music, or I go sit in the wings backstage and I just look at the set.
Sure.
Before I start.
Abby, one of the things that, of course, comes up in today's present society, of course, is we're LGB, and now we're LGBTQ, and one of the things is a label, and it's so, I think, defining for others and not for ourselves as individuals, and how do you approach that in this character as well?
I think, on stage, obviously, the weight of that is not something that I think about, because it's, right. You have to be with your scene partner on stage, of course, but I think ultimately it's really, really important it's such a controversial question, because it's, should you label yourself? Yeah. Some people feel very, I'm a lesbian, especially Allison is like, right. That is who I am.
Right.
I like women, know, but for me in my life, I guess, I like both men and women.
Yeah.
And do I want to label myself as bisexual, or what if I fall in love with a woman? What mm-hmm. if I fall in love with a man? I fall in love with a person.
Exactly. And that's kind of the dilemma that Allison is in throughout,
yes.
discovering her sexuality, and then this big discovery that happens when she opens up and tells her mom that happens. I won't tell you what that secret is, but you have to go see. I mean, you can read about it probably, but in any case,
yeah.
it's a wonderful story, because there's such a reality to that. When you first heard about this, because it's something that's out there, what did you think about it?
You mean the show?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of my friends had seen it on Broadway, and they were like, Abby, you've got to be Medium Al. And I was like, no. And I didn't even listen to the soundtrack or anything, because everyone was like, Fun Home. And then I was like, yeah. Like, same with Hamilton. Everyone was like, Abby, listen to Hamilton. And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
But I did, and I was like, oh, it's good. I like it. But when I saw, okay, so I did my first audition, and then they gave me tickets to go see it. They were like, you should see it. And so I saw it, and I was like, I have to eat this script whole. I have to be
well
in
said.
This show.
Just take the staples out.
Yeah.
Or a binder or anything. Binding ring or something.
Yeah, that's make sure it's recycled paper.
Yes.
I don't kill myself.
No, that's good, yes.
Yeah. But it was just, I was so amazed, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is the theater that I want to do. Because when I was little, you know, people were like, being the Powderpuff Girls. But like, I was like, I am Simba in The Lion King. Yeah. Like, I am Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker.
Yeah.
For weeks, I would walk around my house, like, screaming as Helen and, like, pretending to be blind. So, like, the weight of this show and the simplicity in it, it's written so conversationally and it's so simple. Because you can't really pull a quote out of it. You can't.
Yeah.
But altogether, it is profound. And that is what life is.
Oh, I love what you're saying. Well, you know, you're still a young woman yourself, but what would you give advice for people who want to do what you're doing?
I would say just, most parents hate it when I say this, but you cannot have a backup plan. Mm-hmm. You cannot.
Amen. Amen. I agree.
You can't do it. You can't. Because if you want to do this, like, you've got to do it fully.
Right.
And, you got to be brave too. You can't half-ass try.
Commit.
You got to commit to every ounce of it. I mean, there are nights, you know, of course, I've done the show 250 times.
Wow.
There are nights where it's like, okay, I've got to do Fun Home, you know, but you got to, this story is too important to just waste.
I love it. Abby Corrigan, who stars as Medium Allison in tonight's production of Fun Home at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. It's at 8 p.m. Tickets start about $30. And of course, you can go online at whartoncenter.com or give them a call at 1-800-WHARTON and get tickets. Come see this show. Celebrate Pride in the best way you can with some reality. Fun Home tonight. Thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.